You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, inside the International Builder Show, where I finally calmed my wife down.
Oh, calmed me down?
Amped up.
I am amped up.
About the acrylic block windows we were talking about.
I am. I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
So, but now we're at a more moderate level.
Well, you know, we can't be too moderate because, well, you know, the person that's sitting next to you is from an extreme magazine.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're with
So you got to get, you know, amped back up. We got to get Norm's coffee over here.
I swear to you, that was venti something or other and that stuff.
I heart him for drinking, like, the ginormous coffee, too. It makes me feel better about my coffee intake.
We're with Jeff Gilligan.
He's always cutting something. He's always doing those intricate designs and everything, and he's pounding the coffees.
He had it today. I don't know if he does it every day of his life.
I don't know.
Can we please talk to Chad Gilligan from Chad. How To Magazine?
Hi, Teresa.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life.
Glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to see you, because the last time we saw you was at the remodeling show in Baltimore.
Yep.
So we have a show relationship, I guess.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was great to see you guys here, and I've seen you at other shows before, and I'm looking forward to the next few days here in Orlando at the Builder Show.
Now, have you had time to walk the floor and actually see anything?
A little bit. Not much. I got in late last night and been here this morning. Did the media breakfast here at the Therma-Tru booth. And haven't had a lot of opportunity to get around and see a lot of different things at the show yet.
Well, thanks for joining us. That offers us nothing. Okay. Teresa, talk about the windows again.
No, I'm not talking about the windows again. But I was excited. I just saw the barn door article that we did for our kitchen.
That's right.
Well, yeah. I saw that in the magazine. It's always nice to get a copy of Extreme How To, open up and see my handsome husband.
That's right.
Yeah. I get it for the photos.
She reads it for the photos.
I do. Yeah. I do.
That article has been very well received, as was the article Mark did previously in the October issue, where he was featured on our cover.
The cover model.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that. Matt Weber, our editor, is actually on our cover for the March issue, which is at the printer now and comes off press next week. So we're excited about that. He did a feature article actually on a R&R retrofit and remodel of his entryway to his home, which featured a Therma-Tru door replacement, and then a used the Fipon trim package with that.
Okay, I just want to say that we had no idea. We're actually in the Therma-Tru Fipon booth, and he actually just did that on his own house.
He did.
Wow.
It's a terrific article. We've got, we talk about it on the Fipon blog, which is affiliated with our site and their site. You can go see some photos there, and also videos up on our YouTube page. And goes in detail about the step-by-step process that he used for that project. And it was an amazing transformation of his entryway. I wish Matt was here with us today, but Matt and his wife, Shanna, are proud new parents of their first child.
All right.
Baby boy, Hudson Quince Weber. So we want to welcome him into the world.
Aww.
Awesome.
Yeah. Little boy.
Awesome.
And Matt says it's the most important home improvement project he's done to date. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's
a real
editor's
letter, and the next issue talks about it. It's fantastic.
So. Oh, congratulations to him.
That's nice. And we like being part of Extreme How To, but I like being part of a magazine where the editors do the work that they write about. They're experts in the field themselves, or at least their hands are dirty.
That's right.
And that means a lot to the readers, I think.
Right, and that's why we appreciate you guys and the opportunity to work with Mark and Teresa, because you guys get out there and do it as well and get your hands dirty and what you're talking about, and always have great content coming from you guys with photos and step-by-step, and that's what the readers want to see, so it's great.
Cool. We've got a couple of things in the pipeline for you. I don't know what is next for you.
I don't know either.
I do know. It is I talked with Matt about this earlier last week. When we did our kitchen remodel, we found our mudroom floor, the floor framing, had turned to landscape material.
It was bark mulch, basically.
It was just rotten. So we reframed it, and that's the next thing we've got brewing for you guys.
Okay.
Is a breakdown on how to how to fix that.
Right.
You know,
right.
just some principle stuff.
And we did a lot of that on, what, Thanksgiving morning while our parents were waiting for us with the kids for us to go and have Thanksgiving dinner while we were out there in the back in the mudroom, you know, hanging joists for the new floor for.
Yeah, and taking photos of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For an article that I didn't know we were going to write.
And were you baking a turkey at the same time?
No. Well, our kitchen was completely torn apart. Yeah. We were in the middle of the renovation, so we were all going out to eat. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Our parents were there.
Literally, it's over a crawl space. We were taking rocks out, throwing them in the kitchen. It was a room that had nothing in it.
Yes.
So you know when you have rocks in your kitchen, you got a long way to go.
Yeah. So we ate out, and I think we're making that a new Thanksgiving tradition
The place was great. We went back there this year, and I thought, you know, it doesn't. I don't know. I feel like I ate more last year. I got more out of it. Tree said, yeah, that's because we framed the floor before we went in.
Before we came, yeah. So that really helps with your Thanksgiving appetite.
Yeah, it
your
really
extreme
does.
Thanksgiving appetite.
Well, that can always be remembered as the Thanksgiving Day project.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So is there anything going on at the magazine that you want to share with us?
Well, I do want to let everybody know that we are revamping our website. At process is underway, and so look for a new and improved website, extremehowto.com, launch date. I would say probably May or June of this year.
Cool. That's all one word, right? No hyphens or anything in there?
extremehowto.com.
And they're on Twitter, too.
Yeah, on Twitter. You can find us there at extremehow_2. And we're constantly tweeting with you guys and retweeting each other's stuff, so that's great. Our digital version of our magazine is always great. You know, great way to read the magazine if you're on the go. We get about 20,000 views a week on mobile phones.
Really,
our digital magazine
just on
amazing.
Phones.
Yes.
On just on phones, 20,000 a week.
Androids and iPhones.
I'm gonna have to get one of these phones.
Yeah, I just got
the
Droid.
I have two cans tied together.
Yeah,
on a string. That's where I am for technology.
Mark keeps saying that he wants to go back to just having a phone that just dials, just to have it all simple in life.
Yeah, I got a smartphone that was stupid. Didn't work. And it
was just incompatible with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm cured of a touchscreen.
But I think we need to get him a rugged phone. So if you know anything about rugged phones, because he is notorious for leaving it out in the rain, for dropping it, for doing all kinds of stuff to it. And it's just, we need something that's going to take a beating.
And if you could get one with a rotary dial.
Yeah.
So that I could just
dial.
The
ear cup, too. The old-fashioned. Yeah.
You know, the Penn State football coach, Joe Paterno, says he still uses a rotary dial phone.
Does he really?
Yeah, he says it gives him time to think about what he's going to say before the, you know. He still has a rotary dial phone in his office.
That's a good technique, too, because everything is so fast that, you know, you got to take a pause and think about what you're going to be doing.
Well, here's another office organization one for you, since you're honcho at Extreme How To.
Honcho?
Honcho.
You have a title change right now to honcho.
I like that.
Okay.
I think I might go with that in the masthead.
Yeah, forget publisher. Go with honcho.
Yeah.
There you go, honcho. Some executive, it was Donald Rumsfeld. Somebody told me this story about him. He had a desk in his office and a chair that he sat in, but no other chairs. So whoever came in couldn't linger. You had to go and stand there in front of him. And you couldn't, you know, sit down and sort of say, did you see the game last night?
Yeah.
There's none of that. So the people would just file in and stand there like they're 12 years old. You know, national security. Then we need some missiles and stuff.
Is that like the negotiation set, too, from was it 30 Rock?
Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that.
Oh, my goodness. He has so that the person sits really low, you know, who sits across from the desk. So you look like a little, you know.
The Alec Baldwin character sitting up this big, giant chair, and the other people have to sit in these just low slung, and they fall into
like toddler chairs or
something. They don't know.
Yeah. That's another good way of doing it, too.
He calls it his negotiation set. We'll use that next time we negotiate for an article.
Yeah. I'll get with you on a good phone. We'll talk about that later.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, we have to say thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
For sharing your honcho knowledge with us of Extreme
Honcho
How-To.
Honcho Chad from Extreme How-To.
Right.
Yeah.
That's me.
That might be slightly insulting. I
don't think so.
Digging a hole here. That's just not good.
Totally take that as a compliment.
Well, we'll take photos of it and deliver it for an article for you on how we dug that hole, too.
And we did dig that hole.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.